Begin all prayer in thinking by using El Kudum, the All. Prayer of the Ansars. O Heavenly One, the Most High, who is sustainer of all the worlds, we do accept the duty you have laid on us to clean up the field made by that waste that is none to many foods. O my sustainer, we beseech you to keep your hand over us, to control the strength of the forces of our lives. Our sustainer, if we do wrong, please show thy divine blessings and forgiveness on us. You are the only one that can raise us, true followers of the news bearers. And in thy name, we carry on an anthem for all.
Please welcome the Son of Man, Noble Bodhi.
Thank you. One day, I'm gonna understand. Zaya.
Godson Elijah and Lil Durk and Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I care, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't.
while we wait for our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't take one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady. Hey, yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. Suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. As though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the roof. Run with the local group and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Bring my how about the mic and make it to the right swing. I'm trying to make a dollar out of this thing. It's hard to be the shit. You still pay your rent and in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friend, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. He's trying to take the man and me to talk to this family. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is there ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's better. And even though you're better,
give me your better.
And to all the ladies having babies on their own, I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall to come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was selfish. Held up a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الوالي الكريم. وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمحكي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. أما بعد. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it? And that He is alone and has no part? And that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universe. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles. And on the Messiah, the anointed one. And on the Mahdi, the God, and on the Mujaddid, the Reformed, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On WGAG Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Jay Illa. And when I hear banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Don Nicoleon after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Don Nicoleon the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yokel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up. Be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablet while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
Yes. Great day into all. A blessed day. You know what it is. It is time for the Son of Man Returns, hosted by the one and only Yahshua El Messiah, right here on WGAG Radio, also known as
Radio.
Absolutely. Good to see everybody in the building today. All the guests that's in the building. The one and only Queen Vita on the ones and twos, getting you prepared, getting ready for the show. Everybody that's in the Don Nicoleon after party, Rosie Roz, what's going on with you? Brother Mushmouse is in the building. Queen Vita is simulcasting live. So no longer further ado, you guys get ready, get prepared to hear the word, one and only Yahshua El Messiah. You got it.
Greetings to all of my beloved Nubian people throughout the boundless inner universes of existence. In the name of the Creator of the boundless universe of existence, we come together and we do honor and respect in the love source of existence offered and by each other as his children in his divine love. But surely the source knows what we know not. It has created all of us. There is nothing in existence that the source did not create. If it hasn't been created, it does not exist. All faithfulness, giving all gratitude and praise to only the source of existence. Most High El Elohim, our Heavenly Holy Father, and new, having Elohim, 1,000 names of the source of existence. And all names are holy. And in this writing today, from the spirit of truth of the source of existence in the book of prophecy that was given to his son, Yahshua El Messiah, known as Jesus El Shaddai, Yahshua El Messiah, Yahshua HaMashiach. Messiah. Listen to me, my people. This is the book of the true Messiah, the book of Revelation. As holy angel. And today, we got to destroy separation among our people. We got to learn how to communicate with each other. Because many names of the Messiah was honored. We got to stop this separation. We got to come together as a united people. We got to learn that respect is a must, for the true Messiah is speaking to his people, his beloved people, who have been tricked and deceived with many lies. And that day has come. All lies will die from the spirit of the truth of this Messiah, from his heavenly Holy Father, and not no man in existence. Let me make it clear. of this Son of Man from the Spirit of Truth of his heavenly Holy Father. The book of Revelation came from El Elohim to his Son, sanctified by the angel Melchizedek, to his servant, son of Zebedee and Salome. Now wake up, my people. Today, he will even remove the word God from you, because all names of the source are holy and eternal names. All of them. And today, you will learn what a true messenger is. And that's a true light messenger. The word is muklasina, if you don't understand that. It means purified one. Don't play with this, my people. This is a serious day and time we live in. Because the end is near. The true Messiah and the angel Michael comes at the end of time. It's serious. We have to realize state of our people and have the spirit to do something about it with the Spirit of Truth. One person asked on one of the shows, I want to know who you are. I want to know that you are the Messiah. Anybody that speaks against Melchizedek is not a Messiah. Just remember that. Anybody who says they are following the doctrine of a man and not following the doctrine of the source cannot be a Messiah. In the book of John 7, chapter verse 16, this Son of Man says, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. The book of Revelation is the book of the Messiah, the true living Messiah. Many people have tried, scream and holler and preach the book of Revelation. Let me tell you, only Melchizedek brought death to my servant John, son of Zebedee, in Salome. That's why the devil removed it out of your book, Revelation, you have. Because you got it from the devil himself. Taking the names of those beings out of the book of Revelation. But if you have the El's Holy Injil by Melchizedek, you got the truth. You want to know, am I the real Messiah? Read that website. www.hebenunk.com. You want to know, am I the real Messiah? Read that website. www.hebenunk.com. We're going to end this today because we don't have that much time. We're going to set the record straight. The book of Revelation is the book El Eagle gave to his son and signified by his angel Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Zadok, El. To his son, the creator gave it to him. And signified by the angel Michael, Michael, Melchizedek, to his servant John, son of Zebedee, and Salome. And go out and spread that news about the prophecies of this world coming to an end. Is going on in this world is in the book of what you call the book of Revelation. And what has expired and what will happen is in the book of Revelation. and else holy angel by our ever-living Melchizedek. You want to run away from that else holy angel. I'm telling you, my people, I don't care what religion and doctrine you in, you need to take your book of Revelation and put this book, else holy angel, with it so you can get ever-living truth. Because Melchizedek is the ever-living truth. Because he represents the ever-living creator of the boundless, endless universes of existence. And that's why your preachers are running you away from that and are blocking you from that being. In your Bible, Hebrews 7, chapter 1 through 4, people, you better read it and understand why your preachers are blocking you from that beam, that order that came to Edison, Georgia. This is a serious day and time. When we go out and we talk to our people, we got to take that book, the El Holy Angel, because that is the Messiah book. And new, the source of existence. And that word God is not in that holy book to call a creator. And it's a necessity for our people to remove that word God from the existence. Or you're not going to wear that crown with that blaspheming word of the source of existence. This is the truth, Son of Man. Telling you, you don't give up that devil religion. Using his words, you will not wear that crown. Because the Son of Man is known in different languages. The Creator is known in different languages. The Creator is the source of intelligence. We got to remove these religious titles. Today we got to start. Because I love my people. You got to love them like that. You got to be able to sit and remove these separation powers. Because many of us are saying the same thing. But the devil gave us religion to turn against each other. We don't have much time to get this right. To be our true light messenger, you have to be crucified, purified. You have to be one of those purified ones. Revelation 14 chapter starts with the 7th chapter about those purified beings. Also, number 7 is completion. That's completion. And in Revelation 14, it tells you that those beings were redeemed because they were without fault. On that last show, I made it very clear. They were without fault. They had not worshipped the image of the beast. They had not done those foul things. They were purified beings. And they did not have a foul mouth. They had not cursed people out. They had not left the land, the holy land of the good heart, and went out into the world and acting like devils, trying to teach people with a foul mouth. You are not purified. I love you, my people. Remove that thing from you. Don't you speak to my people no more cursing them. These are my people. Who do you think is the author of eternal salvation? It is the Son of Man. Hebrews chapter 5. Why is it in Hebrew? My language is not English. Get that out of your mind. My language is not English. I'm hurting. I love you so much. And you don't want to speak to people in a humility in a righteous form. Don't you curse my people no more. Your name will be blocked out of the book of life. This is the true Son of Man telling you to be perfect as your Father. You got to clean your life up. Children are hurting because you have a foul mouth. Children are hurting each other because you taught them that way. You don't get on no radio show talking and cussing like a damn fool. Excuse my French. You don't do that. Our people hear you. They don't feel no love in that. I don't feel no love in that. Somebody cussing me out. They don't feel no love there. How you think children feel? You're hurting this son of man. Because I love you. Oh, do you think love you? You come into this world, this hateful world, to reach the children of the creator, the boundless universe. You were created by the source of existence just like me. Hurting the son of man. You're hurting the angel Michael. We have a love in us, a divine love. We care. Anybody ever walk with many guys and talk to yourself and didn't feel that divine love because they followed the devil? Simply put, because many devils came out there too. Many of them. You got good people in them churches. I met them. Fine, loving. You just got to get rid of this egotistical stuff. We got to get ready to compare. Take these books of Melchizedek and let our people decide with that English Version Bible in the book of Melchizedek. Because he's the one that signifies to my servant John. You read that website, and you don't accept that's the Most High El website, you are dooming yourself. You think that a website pops up out of nowhere and says, Most High El, Holy Tabernacle Ministry. And it has on now, Pyramid of Truth. And it has on now, Spirit of Truth. In the hands of now, the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek. You want to know am I the son of man? And I come to you with the love of the source of existence that is already prophesied. Anybody come to you saying that Jesus Christ is a liar? Anybody? I don't care who they say they are. They say they're Jesus Christ. They are a liar. Son of Man has made it very clear on that website who is the Son of Man. You better turn away from your enemies, religions that blind you and separate you. We got to bring our people together. They're Catholic, Protestant, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Pentecostals, they and everything. 5% of the earth, God of the earth, and all that. We got to get rid of the religious towels that separate us and overstand the compassion and caring in our people. They're good people. I met them. I traveled these books and let our people compare them to what they got in the English Version Bible and straighten this evil technology, the seals of truth. These people conceal truth. They're not so loving, caring beings from the source of existence. They follow Satan. You got people that change things. They got people accepting a devil's manuscript. Who do you think came to set the record straight and prepare the way for the Son of Man? It is Melchizedek. Right there in the book of Revelation, they got God there. That's El Elo. You got to let our people know that. They put God there where L.E. Lowe's supposed to be. We got to let them know it. We got to let our people know. We're not turning against. We know you've got good heart, good spirit. We know a lot of you are doing the right thing. We know a lot of you are doing things, feeding the hungry, setting up homeless places and everything. We know you're going in prisons. We know that. We got good people. They got souls. Those that haven't given up their soul to Lucifer in his way of living, they got souls. Some of them Christians and people will not curse you out. They don't have that in them. Some of the Catholics and Protestants, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Pentecostals, they're good people. 5% of the earth, God of the earth, Noble Drew Ivy, Boy Science Temple, they're good people. I know several of them real good. Master teachers of the Creator set it up that way. This is the day that we come together, the last days. You're hurting me. You're hurting the angel Michael. Hurting beings. They love you. He wants you to wear that crown of life. He wants you to be back with the Creator. They don't want to see you lost. Who you think we are? We're not them devils out there to hate you. We love you. Yes. Gotta realize we love you. You gotta realize that. Creator don't send you no hateful beings, killing you, lynching you, murdering you, crucifying you on a cross, cursing you out. Them not the Creator's children of the spirit of truth. Them the children of faith, setting up religion to worship their images. You are cosmos sons. The word cosmos sons means the convergence of the cosmos sons. You better get out of them doggone beauty salons. You are born beautiful, mighty, and supreme. You better get out of there. You better learn how to love your ancestors through loving the way you look naturally. Groom yourself naturally. You got to turn away. What do you purified ones mean? Those who do not live in the life of the devil. System, Satan, as one of them. They got us converting Cosmos Son, the Cosmos, into the image of the beast. Don't tell me any full of them. Go in your stores and look at them magazines. Where's your culture in there? You don't have no culture in them clothes you shopping in. You have no natural images of your natural, beautiful self. And you think you're something when you have changed to the image of the beast. You better learn how to get out of them devil beauty salons. And learn how to create a business where you don't create a business where you love the image of the beast and try to turn your people milky white into the image of the beast. Purified ones was wearing white, not turning themselves white. The righteous one wear white. They don't turn themselves white. You men better stand up and love your women and take care of your women and get them out of that devil welfare system. You better take care of them children. You think you can, excuse me, you think you can take your children and disrespect them and wear that crown of light? You're out of your mind. Can't do that. We got to love the family, take the family, in the family, care for the family, and families form a community, all for and by each other. What was the purpose of the United Nubian National Movement? What was the purpose of the NOI? What was the purpose of Noble Drew I.B., science of the Morris Temple? Morris Temple. Excuse me. I'm hurting. Trying to talk to my people. What was the purpose of these? They all had a formula trying to unite us. And some devils came in and tried to mess it up. Because they do that. I go in a church, and the church I grew up in, it was a community church. But no people living 150 miles commuting around, living up there and all the wealth among the devil and his children, and coming in there putting all that money into the pockets of them devils in them churches. You don't know what a church is supposed to be. Supposed to be all for and by the people. That's why you stand up against the devil and his system. You got churches against churches because they got different religions. You gotta wake up, people. You gotta get away from this system. I travel. I seen them good people. I love them. I seen many devils too. I heard them. But they're good people out there. Loving, living, caring, doing the best they can in this evil system this devil set up on this planet. You better understand Revelation 12, chapter 7 through the 14th. You better understand that. And not let the devil take you away from the love of self in time. Can't do that. We're a mighty people. You're united in the love of the source of existence. Okay, what race you are? Okay, what kind of these devils don't give you on this planet? Are they divine love and spiritual being and the source of existence in his divine love? Or do astronomical things in aiding and helping people. But they won't take Africa and put AIDS in it. They won't take Africa and put Ebola in it. I'm telling you the truth. You won't take them diseases and put it in there. You won't spray people crop and be strong so you can set up your beach market for your stores. So we won't have no land to grow our own stuff. You don't do that. Who do you think Satan is? Who do you think his people is? Who do you think lynched us, murdered us, raped us, and tortured us? Who do you think giving them devils guns to shoot up our neighborhood? Who do you think doing that? NSA, FBI, CIA, ATF, Skull and Bones, White Brotherhood, Abusive. Who do you think Christianity was set up by? The word Christianity is Antichrist backwards. To go against that Messiah. Paul, if you don't know that, Paul, the self-appointed apostle, 13 self-appointed apostles when I had 12. I had 12. He comes in and says, he's one of us. And he tried to take it over. He was never one of us. You got many. They're not like the NOI, the Nation of Islam. But they had to infiltrate that and try to mess up the teachings of the order of Elijah Muhammad. You go to any preaching, setting up of the love of the divine source of existence for his people, it starts off that way. But them devils find a way to get in there. They do their best to get into those divine orders that we have. Our life, our organization. And what do they do? Money and power influences Satan. I know a lot of ministers that came on that land in Edison, Georgia, and I have not heard them tell them people in them congregations that they better get them books from Melchizedek. I ain't heard it. I've been in your churches. I hear you praying every prayer but that prayer to that Heavenly Holy Father. You think your prayers are being heard. You're out of your mind. Show me in any scripture you have where a son of man or the angel Michael told you to pray to him. You want to know if I'm a son of man. Show me in your Bible. Son of man said, pray to me and pray in my name. Show it to me. All of you educated people been educated in the devil system. Show it to me. You got your Bible. You walking around throwing your Bible, Qurans and everything. Show me in there. Show me what a son of man or an angel from the Creator told you to pray in. Show me what all of Elijah Muhammad said. Show me what Noah Gladys said. Show it to me what the gods of the first church. The Bible said. Show it to me. Show it to me, the black dollar. Show it to me. Show it to me, these beings telling you to pray to an angel or the Son of Man. It's not in there. It's not in there. All praises, all gratitude, all faithfulness is to the source of existence. When Daniel fell down between the feet of that being Melchizedek, told him to get to do that. When John, son of Zebedee, fell down, in the book of Revelation is recorded, fell down, that angel told him, get up. But our people will do what the devil preaches and pastors and all of them people with themselves appointed towers that are not true like messengers from the Creator. I'm telling you now, they are not true like messengers. Because a true like messenger of the Creator don't tell you to do that stuff you're doing. A true like messenger of the Creator's abounding universe in Daniel the 12th chapter. In the book of Revelation. They were purified. Malachi, fourth chapter, talks about coming and purifying. He's the Son of Righteousness. And our people have to get the truth. Got to get it. Because this is the end coming in a new beginning. For those who love him, those who love the Most High El, those who love the angel Michael, those who love the Son of Man, those who love the prophets, the messengers, true like messengers, those who are the true apostles. The book of Revelation is talking about those who say they are apostles and not do lie, that are overstand the truth. Get away from understanding to becoming overstanding. Supreme being. That's what the book of Revelation is about. Those who became priests unto him who lives forever and gave glory and honor and praise to the ever-living source of existence. You better get it right. Because the book of Revelation is the book of prophecy from El Elo. The source, the creator of the boundless in the universe of existence who have 1,000 names. The Bible is a net in an ocean compared to the angel Melchizedek. And that's why he came to set the record straight, to prepare the way for the true Messiah.
He's going to set that record straight. Brother Noble Bodie, let's get into setting that record straight. You ready to set this record straight?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Because I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
And I'm absorbing. Beloved, I'm receiving.
My beloved sister, let's go into this.
Absolutely.
Okay. The revelation of the Messiah Jesus, which settles with the Heavenly Father, known as Allah, to the Muslims, Yahweh, to the Hebrews, Bamuzi, to the Sumerians, and God to the Christians, Osiris to the Egyptians, gave to him in order for him to teach his servants, the followers, style Jesus, who is the Sumerian, is Tammuz, son of Ishtar and Tammuz, Yeshua, son of Elohim, Israel, Mavis, Egyptian deity, Osiris, Horus, son of Osiris, you see it, Isis, Obsessed.
Exactly.
The many names, the many ways that our people are loving the Creator, and the only thing that's separating us is religious titles. Many people love the Creator and are doing their best. Many of us got to change and know the truth. Horus, son of Osiris, Isis to the Egyptians, Esau, El Gibril, and Mary to the Arabs, and Yahshua Bar Yusuf, and Miriam to the Hebrews, Krishna, son of Vishnu, and Savaki to the Hindus, and Lord's son Mary, in the Holy Ghost to the Christians about that which must happen very quickly, and to record and send it by way of my prophet, the news bearer, John, son of Zebedee, and Shalom, hands through, Malachi the doc, Melchizedek, the son of righteousness, also called murderer, his messages for his servant, the news bearer, John, son of Zebedee, and Shalom.
Now, absolutely. Talk about these purified ones. Brother Noble Bowles, talk about these purified ones, because it is said that these purified ones, hold on, Brother Noble Bowles, hold on a second. Can we talk about these purified ones? Because it said even these two will have their bad ways, the purified ones. Now, see, I hear you talking about, even these two shall have their bad ways. Okay? So I hear you speak about cussing. I hear you talking about those who bring the word, and we talk about this language, we talk about this, you know, this form of communication, because that's all it is, this form of communication called cussing. No, I mean, we gotta talk about this, because we talk about having overstanding when it comes to our people and how we communicate with one another. Now, when we communicate, cussing is a form of communication. See, when you're trying to reach a particular people, you have to come to them. Come to them in a medium of communication which is able to penetrate. I say penetrate just as the light has to penetrate the body to be able to absorb the rays of the sun, to absorb people. Cussing is that, to reach. You have to be able to get the ear of those who are listening. That is a form. It's nothing more than a form of communication. It does not mean that it is demonic. It doesn't speak to that it's improper. I mean, it's, you know, because we talk about religion. You're going in on religion today. The religious mindset that separates people. Cussing, being said, what is deemed not proper communication, what is proper communication, is seen as a form of religion, because you know why? You are boxing in the thoughts that come from an individual, that comes from on high into a person, and actually is translated and transformed into a form of communication which they can reach, use a medium meaning channel to their people. And that's one thing we as Nubians have to get out of. Because when you do that, you know why? You shut yourself down to the words. You shut yourself down to the actual jewels, as we say, the jewels that are for your soul, when you refuse to hear because something might seem intrusive or invasive or vulgar. That is a big key. That is an issue with generational gap. That's why we have generational gaps within our people, and why we lose that soul to soul connection from an older generation to a younger generation, and so on and so forth, because of those societal and religious sets like blockers within generations. I'm telling you, Noble Bodhi, I see it every day. You will miss it. You will miss it all if you're caught up in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a valid point, and I'm not going to get into the debate, but we'll have a debate about that one day, because you are very strong in what you feel and as a mothering being and how to really communicate with people. But I think that what I said might have been taken the wrong way, that we will have a debate about that some other time. The reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because many people have rejected us because of our language we're using when we're trying to communicate with them. And they have told me that personally. They have told me that personally. And it hurts, because we want to get our people united. So everybody can't take it. They can't take that type of language. So that's what we got to come to.
Yeah, see this, because it's not a debate. Because it's not a question of debate.
No, what I'm saying is,
because even Imam Isa spoke with a sharp tongue.
I know that too.
Sharp tongue.
I'm saying to us, we Okay, let's finish this right here, and we'll have another day so we can really get yours and everybody else involved in, so we can understand that we really got to do everything we can. If that's part of something that you can do to reach some people, I'm not going to go against that. But what I'm saying is it has hurt a lot of people, the conversation and the way that the information came to them, they didn't accept it. That's all I'm saying.
And we right. See, people have to, yeah. And then so that I can understand that. But then once again, that goes to the individual, and they have to look within themselves, because, like I said, it's a barrier of shutting down. People have to learn how to. They always say in some of the churches, "You come as you are." But this in this generation, we come as we are, but we still receive the word. And they say these two, these purified ones should have their bad ways.
I got you. So let me get into this other thing in the Else Holy Angel, and we will go ahead on and do this and try to do it in a peaceful format and a loving format and a caring and compassionate of divine love. Blessing will come to whoever reads and listens to the words of this prophecy contained in this book of Revelation. Anyone who obtains the knowledge from the predictions of this book, not the book of the so-called New Testament, and guards the writing in it, and the time is already coming near. Every day, the prophecy of this book of Revelation is unfolding. This time is here, when some trials and tribulations of those of the past will return to test the faith of many. The news battle John addresses the seven congregations of churches in Asia, in which he informs them of the return of the real Messiah, and how many men will well because they rejected him in his first life. So we are doing things today. Are we there?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
okay,
we're there.
We understand that this is done of the real Messiah, and how many men will well because they rejected him in his first life. Very important to know that. They rejected him in his first life. They came on the But as many all of that is in there. So now, let's go to the next one. This is from the canon Bar Zebedee to the seven congregations, which are in Asia. Ephesus, Zamirum, Pergamum, out here, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laquia, grace be with you all, into peace, is from Melek, the one who exists right now and could be found in the ancient times, and who will be in the end, and from the seven souls, the seven are Melek, Gabriel, Zaviel, Raphael, Israel, Zamrael, and Mikael, who are in the front of his great seat. Kind of wisdom that is in the book of El Holy Angel by our Supreme Grand Master Teacher is what I'm trying to get to my people. And we have really get to this in a way that our people can compare and make a decision. Because knowledge is from the source of existence. Wisdom is from the source of existence. Truth is from the source of existence. So anytime we are relating that truth, we should have a formula to listen and compare and bring up that knowledge and wisdom so our people can accept it. So we got the books. We got the blueprint. We got the book of prophets. We got the name clearly written in El's Holy Angel.
Absolutely. Brother Noble Bodhi. See, because we always have to know to which whom are we speaking when we open our mouth and we choose to communicate. That too. It's like my son here. I have children. Like my son Adonai. I would speak to him in a tone in which I know that he's able to receive anything that's coming out of my mouth. But I tell you at the same time, I tell you this at the same time. I think people, because we're talking about religion here. We're talking about religion here. See, I think people have this picture of the, you know, the news bearers who came in softly. You know, religion has actually just changed the mind. They painted this terrible picture for our people that, you know, the news bearers, the prophets, the ones who came to bear witness and tell the truth, spoke with such a softness to them. Like they came in just, you know, speaking in such a tone that was, oh, and now, thou, and no.
Okay.
They spoke to those who they had to. And I'm more than sure when the time was necessary to turn up the volume, that's what they did. That's what they did.
I know we as a people have to get into the center of our existence. That we become those true light messengers in His divine love. Now, let me continue. And from the Messiah Jesus, the truthful witness, called so because of the way he propagated the oneness of the Most High and knew, whom he called Eli. He, the Messiah, Jesus, is the first reborn in the spirit in those who spring up and become his true followers, the ones who were once dead because they were ignorant of who they are. In their true way of life, those that once lived the life are evil, reptilian, Zuan, also known as the devil, the earliest reborn of the dead, who are the elders, the first anointed ones, the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek, and the head of the rulers of the planet Earth, he who loved us and watched us of your wrongdoing by his own blood, which is symbolic of his constant persecution. Those who gave up living in the image of the beast and put on the robe of righteousness will surely be tested, just as the Messiah Jesus was tested. Just as the Messiah Jesus was tested. Hebrews chapter 5, 7 through the 9. Talks about that being in his suffering, what he suffered, and how he became obedient. How he became obedient. So this
see,
is
obedience. Obedience.
Right.
See, that's obedience. That's different.
Yes,
obedience is that from you being obedient to the Most High.
Yes, but
that is done through your
about.
Deeds. That is done through your everyday actions, your deeds.
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about action and deeds. So
not by how you speak.
What I'm saying, how you over... Wait a minute now. Everything is going to be in a place of caring for what you are as a being and the love of the source of existence, the things that you don't want to do, the things that you don't want to say anymore, the things that you want to relate to people in a right way. All of that is part of being changed. They use the word born again converted. It's a way of people being able to change themselves. So you got to meet that source of existence. You got to be around them beings that don't do that. So that's the purpose of the book of Revelation, is making it clear who those beings are.
That's right. Noble Baldy, you got a hand up. You got a hand up. You ready to take some calls? You ready to take some calls, Noble Baldy?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, because we got people on the line. This is a great build. This is great. We need this discussion today. You are tuned in to the return of the Son of Man right here, hosted by Yahshua El Messiah on WGAG Radio. So we're going to go to the call lines. We're going to open up the mic of Born Sue. Let me get a mic check, Born Sue.
Peace, Nev. Peace, Son of Man. Peace. Great day, everybody.
In the name of the Most High, it is.
All praise is due to the Most High, L-U-L-U-L, indeed. Son of Man, I know your time is limited. I know you got things to do at 2. So I just wanted to, again, make another statement and add on to some of the things you were saying, which is really profound. Like one of the things being Christianity spelled backwards show you Antichrist. And anyway, you was talking about beauty salon. And I looked up the word beauty salon, and it's a place where people are basically received, or it's a room where you're about to conduct business. It's like an area. And something clicked in my mind, like, you know what? I bet you women have a need to be pampered, to be appreciated, to be adorned. And some male out there projected that thought, or helped project that thought, and made it a hologram. And, you know, basically, beauty salons should be to worship, to be in gratitude, to adorn, to appreciate the Most High in the highest form on earth that we know. And anyway, to get past that, another thing you said was Melchizedek wasn't a savior, you know? And I was like, boom, like he taught those who saved how to save themselves. Like that shit was amazing. And when you kept going on about Melchizedek, who has no father, who has no mother, no beginning, who's not even from this plane, you know what I'm saying? I started thinking about the rainbow because, you know, we call him the green one. And I started thinking about the rainbow, and this coincides with a bill that came to me a couple of weeks ago when I was thinking about the colors of the rainbow and how they correspond with the planets and the chakras. Well, anyway, as you was talking, you know, I just looked up an image of the rainbow, and would you know it that the color green is in the middle, and green on this side of the helium, on this side of hydrogen. The color green is surrounded on both sides by equal proportions of blue and yellow that manifest into red and blue down here on you know what I'm saying. And basically I was like, that's what it is right there. That balance, like Melchizedek showed you through the colors, even being called the green one, that this is about a balance. And when you coming from that green, like, look, hey, the chakra associated with green is the heart chakra. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and I was like really digging that. He told, and you were saying that just like we were talking about last week, like people get caught up in a decision at a certain place in time, not knowing or realizing that the time is now. You know, and that took me to when you was talking about cursing. And you know, son of man, we gotta, the master teacher, I don't know if he put this in exact words, but before I met the master teacher, I knew this, and he confirmed it. He said, don't take my word for it. Do the knowledge yourself. You see what I'm saying? So the master teacher tells you that you're supposed to go look for yourself. And with that being said, words are spells, words are vibrations. In the beginning, it was the word. Word is what, and tones and frequencies is what hold physical forms together. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, when we, and you know, even scientifically speaking, people that curse, they'll tell you, like your parents or whatever, will tell you that people curse because they lack the vocabulary to express themselves. But nobody, and here's the flip side, nobody tells you who is. And now we know who. You see what I'm saying? So even scientific studies show that when you curse, you tend to be more honest than the average person. You know, and back to the master teacher, what he taught me was that you have to always have an open mind. You have to be able to digest and accept information just for the sake of discernment that goes totally contrary to what you thought was real or what you believe was true. And when you lose that ability to even accept information that goes totally contrary to what you think is real, what you know, which is less than 1% of the light spectrum, the visible light spectrum, then, you know, you're closed-minded. You see what I'm saying? They tilted the earth on purpose. We're walking to our rights on purpose just so physically we could push towards the left. That manifests in the mental plane. Physically, we're pushing towards an unnatural state of mind. We're not using our imagination. And only the imagination, which rests in the right hemisphere, can give you the ability to accept information that goes totally contrary to what you thought you know. So I got to disagree with you, man. Words are powerful. Yahshua, the Savior, he came and he said he came to swing a sword, a double-edged sword. He ain't come to bring peace. You see what I'm saying? Like, he didn't do that, you know? And that's the science of psychic warfare right there. Like, fuck you, for real. Not you in particular, but that's a shield right there. You see what I'm saying? And it's impenetrable. And it's to the point, and it's quick. Anyway, that's all I got. And I just wanted to say once again, great show, man. I'm really loving this series.
Let's get to something else about the Messiah tested. Tested in sincerity, tested in justice. He was tested in faith. He was tested in philanthropy. He was tested in heroism. He was tested in the love divine. Heaven, conquering human emotions. Conquering human emotions. He was tested. So that's how he became obedient to the source of existence. He passed seven tests.
Yeah, Jesus came to save, though. Jesus was a savior.
Let's go to another part.
Came here to bear witness to the truth.
Right.
Let's go to another part of the book of Revelation. All right.
Truth is harsh, ain't it?
With the curses.
The truth ain't pretty.
Yeah, let's go to Revelation 1:9. Okay? The Messiah of Jesus speaks. I, the Messiah of Jesus, am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Master, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty, El Shaddai, my Tetra. The reason I'm reading Revelation 1:9, clear up some things, make sure we come together in that spirit of truth.
Sir.
Many people denied the Son of Man before. They would deny him again. They would do it. Because what he's teaching is from the source of existence. And many people don't want to live like that. They don't want to live like that. They don't want to be with the creator of the boundless universe in that purified way. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do it.
Amen.
Give me an example of purified ways. Yeah, give me an example. We need to, because we want to be able to paint pictures for people. We want to be able to be vivid. So, you know, Brother Noble Baldy, we want to be able to be vivid for the listeners. You have to give distinct examples.
Let me give a good stink example, right?
Yes.
When you're walking among people and you have the highest integrity, the highest respect, first step respect, honoring the life force of existence in us, so we can respect the life force of existence in other beings, live in that purity state of consciousness, living in the source of divine love of the creator of the boundless universe. I had to pass that test, what divine love is.
Yo, but you act like there's no war in this. You act like there's no bloodshed. You act like there's no killing in the all. You know, when we talking about Yahweh, we talking about 180 disagreeable, 180 agreeable.
Right.
So it's okay to chop a head off.
All right, let him finish painting this picture real quick. Let him finish painting this picture, and then we can go in.
Okay? Now, when a person reads the book of Revelation and read it in our books and read about these beings having no thought before the creator of the balanced universe, reading about these beings who had came out of that way of living and had purified their way, they had been changed, converted, so they can actually be with the creator of the balanced inner universe. Now, that's the point of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is about those beloved children of the Creator that can actually be with Him. That's what the book of Revelation is about. As I said before, many people don't want to do that. But those that do, they're the ones that they're talking about in the book of Revelation that was taken. And those who were left behind. That's what you're not saying. It's serious day and time. Because the perfection of the source. The way they have slain the word God, slain the word Jesus in their comics and television programs and their movies and all that stuff. The way that they have slandered the angel Michael in movies, the way they have slandered the name Gabriel in movies, the way they have went against the holiness, the tabernacle of the Most High. I mean, like, it seems as if it's hard for our people to realize what a consciousness of a purified being is about. I watch among people, they talk, they teach. I walk among people out there in the hood and everything, and I taught. I didn't go off. I mean, I could go talk to people and don't have to use any foul words at all. I don't have to do it. And I could go out there and do it, but it don't make it right. The point that I'm trying to get to my people is that we're going to communicate with people, and we're going to communicate with each other. We don't need people getting mad and upset by words. We don't need it. Like I said,
so why did you get upset when people use words like tranny and curses? Like, that don't make sense. Like, we know we fucking alchemists and we running spells. And, you know...
You are misdoing this with me. The thing I made about a point was communicating with people
right.
in a nice tone and vibration.
But sometimes
so we're talking around
requires
children,
more
we're
than
talking
a
around
nice
their
tone.
Children, we're talking around them any kind of way.
No,
we will not draw that negative spirit around us
listen,
so people would try to hurt us.
Nice tones and tone, nice tones does not equate to... good communication. Sometimes you have to use deep, dark tones, which are the clearest. You know, the high pitch.
Okay, go ahead.
In other words, you can't just sing a happy song all the time and expect to get a message through. You can't sing about pain while you fucking whistling Dixie. It's impossible.
Okay, now, I got your message. I got it. I got everybody's message that talk like that and everything. I got it. The only thing I'm saying is when we're out there among our people and we're trying to net them, especially when we have to have a vocabulary that is acceptable because everybody can't take that. Some people don't want you around them children and around their people talking like that.
The children need to see, we need to stop protecting the children from what we think they shouldn't hear or see. The children going to see regardless, and all you got to do is remember back to when you was a child, you know. So you're filtering you know, you're trying to create another person's reality when you do that.
Let me say this. This is not soot. This is the devil's playground.
Yes, all the devil's
Zwin, Azazel, Iblis, whatever word you want to use to describe him, this shit is his. This planet is his. So to actually try to safeguard our children in the manner
Thank
in
you.
Which you speak when they go out into this devilish world, oh, man, they will be slaughtered. They will be slaughtered out here. Some of the most devilish, conniving people speak with a nice, if you want to call it, nice tone within, you know what I'm saying, with that kind of language. Our children have our children. This day and time, we have to this day and time, you have to raise your children hard. You have to raise them hard, period, to not be gullible. And the level of gullibility is with someone's speech.
You're right.
Because you can be lulled, to sleep, into a state of sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
Words can disarm somebody. Words will disarm a person that will lead them to get slaughtered out here.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Only thing
that's
I'm,
right.
Give birth, create, and kill. Words have the power to do anything on this side of hydrogen.
You use the word respect. You use the word respect. Respect is to see twice. So you have to be able to see twice what's really going on out here.
Four eyes.
You have to be able to see. That is the ultimate sign of respect. That is what the Most High, everybody else is trying to get us to see. Yeah, you want respect is not in the manner in which people think it is. It's to be able
right.
to see. Somebody
right.
can be coming to you, whether it be an elder, a child who is here to do harm to you. And if you give off that level of what we deem as respect, you will be taken advantage of.
Ain't
our people have been asleep for a very long time.
A long time now.
And I want to continue with one more thing, and then we'll have a lot of things going on, okay? I want to continue with this in Revelation 1:10. I, the news battle, John, son of Zebedee, and Salome, became a spiritual being in the only days, which are the last days before the end, which will occur in three parts. The day of resurrection are standing when the Messiah Jesus, the resurrect, and the book of life will be opened to bear witness to your good and bad deeds. The day of decision, every person will be called for their deeds. In the final day, the man will be held accountable for how he dealt with the rulership of the creatures and how he used the right knowledge, the right wisdom, and the right understanding that the Most High bestowed upon him by way of the master teacher, Melchi Zedek. And I, John, son of Zebedee, and Salome, heard the supreme voice of the angel Michael, even seeing Melchi Zedek behind me like a trumpet. Now, that's the part that I want to bring out about Melchi Zedek. And that book would be open. Remember, Son of Man wasn't received before because he was talking and telling people about the source of existence. You can keep calling me Logan Bowie. I got no problem with it.
You are all one. El Messiah.
I have no problem with that.
Logan Bowie, you are one.
Now, what I'm trying to do is tell my people how important it is for us to do something different. Because we've got to do something different to reach our people and make it a safe haven for us to be united. Now, I could walk out there and I could talk to some people and I could say some ugly things. But that's not what I want to do. I don't want to do that. I want to be compassionate and caring in the way I talk to my people.
Well, what about
anybody trying to defend yourself?
How do you stay compassionate to somebody that's trying to end your life and the family, your bloodline? What do you mean? You kill quickly? That's the only compassion
I know. If you're around a person and you know that person is a dangerous-minded person, or you know that person by the way they're acting and deeds you, right? You just get away from a person. Like
talking about when it's time to protect yourself.
And you take your children.
When you're being attacked.
And you protect your people from people like that. I don't have no problem with
that.
How
do you protect your people compassionately from somebody that's trying to kill them?
Well, that's a different way of talking, man. I'm talking about when we're out here spreading the truth. I'm talking about us going out here communicating to people about the truth.
Listen.
I'm not talking about going out here fighting and killing nobody.
I'm talking about when it's time to chop the head off. Jesus said he ain't come to bring peace. He came with a double-edged sword, meaning the tongue. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly the truth,
that the Son of Man will be here with the truth. And a lot of people will reject it, and a lot of people don't want it, and some want it, and some will change, and some will get it, and still not change.
Have you not heard that you are all God's chosen?
But the choice that I'm trying to say that we need to make in communicating with people. That we do our best to make sure that we can communicate with the people.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing, because I really feel like
that's an individual thing to do. Because if you go out there, my brother, and that's what you go out there, my sister, and y'all are communicating with people and you can feel who they are and what they are, yes, you'll be communicating with them the best ability you communicate with them. You don't want the devil to attack you. You will defend yourself. I ain't got no problem with that.
Right.
But I'm talking about people that are trying to do things. I'm talking about people that are trying to do the right thing and just need the right information so we can go out and help each other.
Their idea of right is fucking important.
I'm not talking about people that try to cut you up and shoot you up and all that stuff.
But I ain't trying to turn no cheek and turn around and love thy enemy either.
A united people are powerful. That's my point. You won't have to worry about that if you're united.
Ain't gonna never be no unity like that. Ain't the sun is not the moon and the moon is not the earth. But they work in harmony, interdependence, they respect. You see what I'm saying? They ain't no intermingling. They're not the same. It's never gonna be we all one. Yeah, we all connected, but we're not the same.
My brother and my sister, some of you have read the Elfo, the Injil, and some of our people don't have. I'm saying, if we get this holy Injil, the knowledge that's in it, to our people, that they can start teaching each other with the knowledge in the Elfo, the Injil, it will make a profound difference in the way that we communicate with each other. That's my point of the day, the book of Revelation.
Everybody, you have read it.
Some people have read it. And some people know what's in it. And what I'm saying is time to relate this to our people in a beautiful format.
How about we be the book?
Constituting something to bring those people together with the truth that the Creator sent down on this planet. And that's the purpose of today's broadcast. For as I'm concerned, we have to get rid of some of the things that hinder us in that way to unite our people.
Right, Son of Man, but you can't look at one book. It's like the Christians running around the world talking about, you know, get this Bible, and if you don't read this Bible and accept this Bible, you know what I'm saying, and follow that passage where you got to accept Jesus as your only savior, whatever, to become a Christian in order to get to heaven. You see, then you'll ask a Christian, like, well, there's people on this planet that will never see a book or a person out there tribe for that matter. What about them? And then you search, well, they'll tell you, you know, everybody's going to go to hell. You know, you'll be asleep and a trumpet will wake you up and you'll come out and then you'll know then. But either way, you got to do this or you're going to go to fucking hell. You see what I'm saying? But if you look for yourself, it tells you that man is judged by the intentions in their heart. We are the books, in other words. Everybody's not going to read that book. But if they stay in tune with their higher self, L-U-L-U-L, they need no book. You don't need direction. I mean, I understand what you're saying and everything, but I just want to... You're saying, like, everybody's got to read this book in order to come to understanding. And all I'm saying is there's a lot of people that's not going to read this book. Then what?
If you have a teaching of a Messiah and you have the knowledge and spiritual knowledge from the creator of the universe, if a person have come and they're a true savior to their people, and they do their best to unite their people in that divine love that created us, I have no problem with that. But there are beings out there that are trying to keep us from letting people know about Melchizedek's writings and leaders that came to this planet to help people clean up their life, be organized, also in by each other. And that's the blueprint of Melchizedek. Now, I have acknowledged all of you with intelligence, knowledge, wisdom, and I have not once said you didn't have it. The thing about listening and talking to people is we learn together how to put a cohesiveness, something that would bring people together to help other people get out of a system that the devil set up for us. That's what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of ways that Zazel has worked on us as a people to give us these crazy things to do. And we got to find a mechanism for the center to get rid of the trash that he put in us, all the things they gave us that keep us acting crazy among each other. And we have to start doing something in a way that our people will accept it as a whole. And we know everybody's not going to accept it.
Oh, no.
But as many people,
I'm going to say as a whole.
That's going to make us feel better because we did do our best. Everybody on this show, everybody listening to this broadcast, they want to do something to help their people, to help us get out of a bad way of thinking, a bad way of doing things, a bad way of treating each other, a bad way of not having our children and women protected. We want to do that.
Yeah.
But I have a problem if you have an intellect, and you're a worldly spirit, and you got to do what you got to do. I ain't got no problem with that. If you're going to put on an armor and a uniform, and you're going to go out and protect your women and children, I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, beings do that, like the Nation of Israel.
They don't do it correctly.
But you know, they do it because I've seen them do it. I've seen them protect their women. I've seen it. You know?
Yeah, but they beat their women and they believe in the Hadiths and shit like science.
Everybody don't beat them. They are some good.
But if you're a part of it, you advocate it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's just like us in the Wabi Nation of Mars. What was good with
that? I advocate the truth.
You know, that's what happened, you know, but we still like you and other people. You know, we're trying to do our best. So it's not like I'm trying to be a person that's saying we can't come together. I'm saying we can.
Yeah, I believe you.
I'm saying we can do it. You know, it takes different things to happen and different ways of doing it, but we start somewhere.
But we're never going to be the same. Can we agree on that?
Excuse me. What was that?
We're never going to be the same, though. Can we agree on that? Even if we come together and form a sufficient dialogue, and there's always going to be tribes. Like, certain people are going to be a tribe of their own. Me, in particular. I could come to the table, but hey, that, you know, that it is there. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to live. I mean, that's my right. You know, some of us, we don't vibe with other people. We repel. I mean, that's just the nature of energy. All energy, if everything was together, we wouldn't exist. We'll just be in a state of the all. I mean, this is done on purpose.
Well, I'm gonna do this right here. I know our Heavenly Holy Father has planned a plan, and I'm going to be in that plan. You know, other people can plan a plan. They can plan to do whatever they want to do, but I'm going to stay in that plan with the Most High. Now, that's me.
I really respect you for that, son of man.
You know, because if you get to any decision not to be in his plan, that's on you. But when I feel the love in me to do my best to communicate with my people, to get them to clean up their life to the best ability they can, because El Ramani Elohim knows what we know not. He sets the range of the heart and everything in me. But I know this is a purpose for this day and time, for his children that really love him to do their best at all times. That's all I'm saying. Really love the Creator, do your best at all times. Be your best at all times. I mean, to hear someone read something and say, be as perfect as your Father, and don't accept that we must try to be as perfect as the Creator of the boundless universe in his perfection, because we got to be in that perfection. Now, that's where I feel. I feel that way. Now, some people don't feel that way because they got their right to feel the way they want to feel.
Walk in the light of the sun as all can see you at all times.
Correct. Yeah. We got to be able to understand some things about the source of existence that's not in certain books. Because you got to be able to feel something through the teachings of the Supreme Grand Hermit. And when I, like I said, what I felt was their new love. That's what I felt. And I cried out to him. And that's the test of the Messiah. I cried out to him. I want to be in his perfection.
Right. Part of that perfection, part of that perfection is putting yourself up to be examined, putting yourself up to be examined. So you can want perfection, and you can cast an illusion of reaching for perfection, but are you really showing who you are? A lot of people wear masks. We talk about unmasking. All the time on this network. You see, no, we talk about unmasking all the time on this program right here. Being seen.
Okay, go ahead, sister.
You know, and being seen. Being seen for who you truly are.
See,
and once you drop a persona, an image, or something that you think you want to be, and you come basically, like you said, naked, then and only then can you really start to strive for perfection.
Say that shit.
That is all. It's only then. It's only truly then.
Transparency.
And it's difficult, Yahshua El Messiah. That's difficult to do. To put yourself up.
Naked in the sun.
That's difficult. That's a problem with a lot of our people.
Absolutely.
You can try to wear the mask of a you can wear the mask of somebody who wants to be something. But that ain't truthful. We got to get our people to delve in nothing but pure truth.
We got to reverse this shit.
You are on point, and I agree. You don't have no back disagreement with you, my sister, because everything you said was a point of factual life of existence. I have no problem with what you said, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I don't love what that sister said.
Mm-hmm.
And she can keep talking if you're going to talk like that.
Right.
I don't think now that I don't love the truth and don't love you, my sister, because I tell you right now, I can sit back and listen to you.
Because the only thing I'm saying, because I'm listening to you, because I hear you, you know, building on being in the image of the beast. But what does that really mean? What does that really mean to live into the image of the beast? Is that a hairstyle? Is that a particular type of clothes you wear?
No, we got to talk about this image of the beast. Thank you.
Because
let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah, let's do that. Because our people need this.
Let me explain what I mean by that, okay? Of the mind, inner consciousness, not to love self and kind was pushed on us through images.
Adorning yourself and making
yourself
prettier.
Hold on, let him finish,
Bourne.
Let him finish. Then we can go.
Let me finish. Please let me finish. Then you can talk to me, and I'll help him and listen to you for help. Now watch this.
I feel you.
I love what you say. Now let's do this.
You got it.
Let's do this the right way, okay? I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to learn from you, too. Now, we're going to learn from each other today, okay? I'm not going to take over and not listen to my people. Now, watch this. I have traveled and seen my people do some of the things that make them an inferiority being. It makes them not love their image and likeness and blood and skin and everything. And eyes, I've seen it. And what I'm saying is, that's like polarizing a person, stigmatizing a person to not love themselves. So what I'm saying is, in the context that I'm using it, is that it has a reflection also on your children, that they don't love themselves enough, to appreciate themselves enough. So the system that I'm talking about, that was instituted by the devil himself.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And when a person has pride in the way they look and the way their beauty is and everything naturally, it does a lot to the self-esteem of a person.
Right.
When a person has self-esteem and self-motivation, can't nobody tell them they're ugly. Can't nobody tell them they're a baboon and all that.
A science
is there in a mind collectiveness, you know, for a person to have pride in the way they look. Pride in the way they are, pride in their dress, pride in everything. Self-pride is very important.
Right.
So I'm saying a naturally self-motivated, heavy-minded person has a powerful system in
well,
the
one of the things you delved into was the fact
important.
That women went to beauty salons and they got weaves and they did things to themselves.
Whitney Houston.
Excuse me?
Sing the song very good about.
Excuse
me. I'm trying to get a 360 thing going here. Because it's going to take all of us to deal with this devil in this thing.
Excuse me, son of man. I just want to say for some one of the things I caught, the way you put that out there, where maybe I'm thinking like if my daughter was listening, and I was guilty of this at first, she would think that maybe you was bashing the fact that she likes to go to the beauty salon.
No, I wasn't bashing that.
And pamper herself.
What I was bashing about, they simply make about self natural. You groom yourself, and you groom yourself. Listen to me, Kel. If you grooming yourself in the love of self and kind, loving your image, loving the way the Creator created you, that's pride to me.
Right. Can I just finish?
To me, that's pride. I'm not saying that it's a person who's a bad person because they do that.
Right. Let me just finish real quick.
Don't
so, your acronym.
I'm not saying they're ugly and bad. I'm just saying it has a fact.
Right. And this is what we're trying to clarify.
Right, because, I mean, we just really got to go. We have to get to an understanding what living in the image of the beast is.
Right.
Living in the image of the beast is stealing, conniving, lying. Lying.
Living
all
in the
being,
ahead,
you know. To self and kind. That's truly what living in the image of the beast is. You talked about self-esteem.
Yeah.
That comes from within. That comes from the from the lit sun that sent us to be able to shine bright.
Right.
You know, that's what that is.
And now
when we talk
that,
about living, when we talk about living in the image of the beast, that's stealing from your own kind.
Right.
That's being treacherous to your own kind.
And they make you think that worshiping your women and putting them in a goddamn place and just fucking letting them be spied the fuck out is wrong. It's vanity. No, it's not. Appreciation of L-E-L-E-L. It's giving thanks to your fucking creator. Because as far as I'm concerned, all men had to come through a pussy. So why not pamper your mother? Like, we supposed to put sisters up. And we're supposed to allow a woman to express themselves and show us what their understanding or understanding of beauty is. We're not one to judge them on that. So I got a problem with that, you know? Shit, just because you put a weave, it's older than a white man. It's older than a cave monkey. So we was wearing weaves, painting our nails, getting natural herbal tattoos, you know, adorning ourselves. We're alchemists by nature. We take the substance that we have, lead, and we turn it into gold.
No doubt. I just think that there's a big misunderstanding when what image of the living in the image of the beast means. I've heard so many of our I've heard so many Nuwapian brothers come in and say, and it's this, and it's how you wear it, and you wear your lipstick, and you're like, no.
Bullshit.
As we read in the Nine Ball, it is the mind, it is the mind of helping and being and being productive with self and kind.
How about this, Neff? Whenever you
that's most important.
How about this, Neff? If we're coming from right knowledge and sound right reasoning and thinking, how about every time you judge somebody and think that you have an opinion of another, it's just your self-identification with that person and nothing but a self-projection of your own subconscious. How about that?
Nice.
Very, very powerful dialogue, both of you. Very powerful dialogue. 360. No problem with it. No problem with it at all. Because there's good people everywhere. The problem that I was bringing up was that pride and dignity and self-respect are the natural way of living. That's all. I've seen it. I've heard the children. I've heard people. And he had a theoretical complex.
See, exactly. Because
when you have to bring it out, you have to bring it out what you said, mm-hmm. right knowledge. Right,
right knowledge, right knowledge. Because Joshua El Messiah, I've right seen the most natural people be some of the biggest beasts. Some of the most natural people who wear dashikis, who claim to be this natural being, be some of the biggest devils who actually perpetrate the work of the image of the beast.
You got it right. You got it right. That's right. Now,
this is how a lot of our people are deceived.
That's right. This is what's good about this broadcast. This is what's good.
What's good is that you're here, Son of Man, that you're able to teach us and reach out to us every weekend.
You get 180 from the other side, and you come to a 360. That's what's good about this broadcast. I love it.
A lot
That's
of
right.
people in your age.
That's right, Joshua El Messiah. That's right.
I'm going to tell you why I love it. Because you can come with a 180 and somebody bring the other 180. That is absolutely wonderful.
Straight pyramid.
That's right. Powerful.
That's powerful. I like that from my daughter.
It's powerful that you're still able to digest. And take in information. That's the beautiful thing right there. That you're actually here speaking to us right now.
Did you hear that? You didn't hear that, did you?
The baby?
I said I learned it from my daughter.
I did hear that. I heard that.
180 and another 180.
What was the other 180? Nasty B? B Nasty? B, oh, I'm sorry. We got a pet name.
No. I learned it from my daughter the way that she came on in her broadcast. She get a 180, another 180.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what's beautiful about this broadcast. But we still going to get this done because all of us love the Creator.
That's right. When you're able to use intellect and override emotions, then, you know, keeping your thoughts from fucking flinging out into emotions to motion, then you're definitely using sound right reasoning and thinking, and, you know, you got to come to an agreement. I mean, it's pure intellect at that point.
I said that on the show before, if you remember. Conversation took place, and then we went sister, like I'm doing now with you, and you doing it with me. We're centering this. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it done. So we're going to center it. That's right now, right will, right overstanding, sound right reasoning. I'm not against my people when they're doing what Medicare off y'all bill told them to do. I'm not
That's
against
right.
anybody to do their best. I'm not against you, my brothers and my sisters. What we got to do is get this thing going to the best ability that we have by the source of existence. Whatever the spirit in me brought that out, it caused a good dialogue. Glad the dialogue is coming like that, so we can clear this mess up. I hope you're with me on that. We got to work this thing together.
No doubt. Got to bring levels of clarity.
That's right. That's
be able to see through these veils. We got to be able to have clarity, see through these veils of deception. That's plaguing.
That's right. That's when the creator put you in that position, my sister. That's when that brother's there and everybody that participated so we can get this thing cleared up. The sound right reason is a very powerful tool.
That's right. Well, you got 4 minutes left on the show, Yahshua El Messiah, so go ahead and close out the show. It's been a great show.
Thank you, my sister. Love and peace and harmony throughout the balance in the universe to all of the source existence. As all of us exist in his existence. And without the source, we could not exist. Let us be in that peace and harmony, love of the source in all our actions and deeds. Love you, my people, with all the center that is in me from the source of existence. Let us give praise to the almighty source of the Most High El, El Elohim, and Nubi, Adi, Adi, Adi. The Most High, throughout the boundless in the universe of existence, has blessed us in this day and time. The true light messages are here to help us through this ending of this world and a new beginning. Love, peace, and happiness to all of us in our endeavor to do our best in that divine love of our creation.
Peace. Can we drop a bomb?
She's faced the hardest time you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder felt the weight of all of these. And a sigh of no one cheer still rings in the night silence in her ears. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her cheat, for she is a child. Gentle flower, grow wild. And if I should hold her, let me hold her for all time. If I allowed just one possession, I would prefer from the garden you be mine. Thank you.
you touch her, she will awaken. Sweet beyond the freedom, all that she knows, love, love. When you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always saying, for a debt she never owed, and the silence when you still love. But only she can hear, so she goes. Better cry, for she's a lady. Better just a flower for a while. Yeah, my flower for a while. Yeah. Oh, my flower for a while, yeah.
Sit down, baby, and let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know we have it hard sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. Flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love you, baby. You're my lover. It's you, baby. You, 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 you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love you. I love you, yeah. Yeah, yeah.